Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
This podcast is from an Aim of Our webinar. To find out more, go to aimofour.com or future events on Aim of Our on Eventbrite.
Welcome, everybody. My name's Andrew Gall, and I'm with Aim of Our. And today we're being joined by my friend Amit Modi. Hello, Amit.
Hi, Andrew.
Good. So Amit and I have known each other now for just over a year. We've met each other through the Royal Academy of Engineering Leaders in Innovation sort of fellowship. And I've had the honor of being a mentor and friend now of Amit's for just over a year. So it's great to have you here and have the discussion with you, Amit.
Thanks for having me, Andrew. And it was a great experience. The whole year has been great. And you have guided us properly at different junctures. Thanks a lot for that.
Thank you. So let me kick off with a brief introduction to everybody, and then we'll get into to your story, Amit. Welcome. We're going to be talking today about VipBlox, which is Amit's company, and we've got a number of the team on the session today, so we'll hear from them, I'm sure, a bit later. We're also going to be covering the tragic circumstances in India at the moment with COVID and what VipBlox is doing and using its knowledge and its community to provide oxygenators and to fight the pandemic, COVID pandemic within India. So a brief overview. Thank you for those who've made charity donation and that which will be going to support some of the work that VipBlox is doing for materials and that. So if you haven't done it and you would like to at the end of this, please go back onto Eventbrite and there's a ticket donation still available on that there as well. And for those who've purchased my books, then great, thank you for that as well. So we'll be hearing today about entrepreneurship, starting a really purposeful venture that Amit has done with VipBlox, and covering what's happening, say, within COVID within India. There'll be QR codes through to connect with Amit and that as well as we go through this session and when I do the sort of final announcements. So Amit, welcome.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. Thanks for having me here. So VipBlox, it's a learning community where we are connected with students, teachers, and those who like to build projects or find solution to different problems or to experiment. So we started VipBlox with basically a product. The idea was that children, they like to build projects and they like to experiment and they have got lots of ideas. But many a times they struggle if there is some electronics involved or programming involved or soldering involved. So we wanted to simplify the process of project building for students so that they can, whatever ideas they have, they can translate it into something what they have thought of. So VipBlox we created as a modular electronic blocks, just like you might have seen Lego blocks. You connect those Lego pieces and you create a mechanical structure. So similarly, in VipBlox, we created modular electronic blocks, which you can connect to one another and create any kind of logic. So these kits were used by children and they used to build lots of projects. And then we realized that there is a need for a community where children, those who are making projects, they can share their ideas with each other and they can appreciate each other's ideas and learn from them. And so we created the VipBlox app to create a community. And now this community has grown to a size of around 80,000 users from all over India. And they are building projects. We are holding competitions. One of the competition we conducted with TechFest IIT Bombay last year. So now we have created an ecosystem where children, educators, all are connected to each other and they are learning from each other and building projects and doing experiments. So this is the story of BitBlocks.
Good. So Amit, good to delve in a little bit more about, we understand the product. We understand that you're building this community and I guess teaching young people and get them involved in STEM sort of type, science, technology, engineering sort of type project. I had the pleasure of being involved as a judge in the session that you did with TechFest in India and that back end of sort of last year. And I was really impressed by, you know, the young people who were coming up with their ideas and all of that. Could you tell us a little bit more about how you're engaging that sort of community and tell us about some of the projects that came out of that TechFest?
There are lots of projects which keep coming out every day. If you means we just get amazed with what children are making and what is the level of their thinking, how they are thinking and what they are thinking. That is way beyond what we imagine. In TechFest was a competition where young inventor means any. We had floated few problems. Problem statements. One was related to how do we control COVID situation, and apart from that, there was a home automation, and then energy related. How do we solve energy related problem and create sustainability? So there were lots of ideas which came, and they were very amazing ideas. Out of that, one idea was a very simple solution for. I think in India, most people, they have this problem that when they go to boil their milk, so there is a spillage because we have to concentrate when the milk is boiling. So the winner of the competition, he had created an alarm system which would alert us 30 seconds before the milk gets boiled and it is going to spill. So and then one was a shoe for blind people. So that could sense obstacles and create vibrations. So and there were many more projects. One I remember was a doormat, which if you step on that doormat and then it would sanitize the shoe. There was one blind stick which could help blind people navigate. So there were many projects, and now also projects keep coming, and we all keep learning from each other through this community.
Yeah, no, I was so impressed being a judge that I donated two additional prizes in that for me because of one of the ventures that I created was called Upstarts for Startups, which encourages young people with their innovations and that. And I agree with you that we learn so much from young people who, you know, just are more creative. They remove barriers out of their way, and some of them are more tech savvy than us as well. So that, you know, the kits that you're providing are so good in that for them to be able to do stuff. So yeah, that's great. So go on.
Yeah. So our kits, they are the starting point for children to get interested in technology, in building stuff. And then there is what we are trying to do is that we are trying to engage more with children and encouraging them to develop an attitude for solving problems and building attitude that let's build something to solve this problem. So since we make it very easy to build electronic circuits, so the children, they get started with it and then they start exploring more complex topics. They start exploring electronics. They start further into diving into microcontrollers. So that is what we are trying to do, that children, they get started and we keep guiding them with challenges, with competitions, so that they are motivated enough and they keep developing that attitude of solving problems.
Yeah, and I think on the social platforms you've got with your community there, they learn from each other and inspire to create other things on top of other people's ideas as well, isn't it? Which is
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Really good. So let's move on. The sadder situation we're facing in the world at the moment, and India has particularly been facing over the last couple of months with the COVID pandemic, as you said back back end of last year, you were already sort of getting the children thinking about how they could solve some of these problems. Could you give us a bit of an update on what the situation is in living in India and that at the moment of what you've been through over the last couple of months?
So last year when we were doing those competitions, we had never imagined that situation would be so bad. I remember that one of the whom you donated the prize, one of the solution was Purasite for creating sanitizers using electrolysis. So that was a very interesting project, and we had not imagined that the situation would be so bad. So this year it was a difficult situation for all of us in the country, and that is because our country is a huge country with lots of population. So there was pressure on our healthcare system. There was oxygen crisis. And that is the time which got us into, means we started thinking that how we can contribute and how we can help in solving this problem. And the realization was I also got infected with COVID, and I did, I was reading lots of news regarding oxygen concentrators. So I did a Amazon search to find that whether oxygen concentrator is available for me to purchase, and I could not see any stock available. So that gave me a thought that means we are depending on imports for oxygen concentrator, so why not create one? So I talked with my team. I talked with Ankit. He said that he also had this idea of creating an oxygen concentrator, and he was already working on the program of it. So I said, let's do it. And we started. There was one material called geolite. So I remembered that we had studied about geolite in our biomaterials class. Probably Nirmal could was a more attentive student, so he would give that answer. So that gave me confidence that we have already studied this material, and it helps in absorbing nitrogen and concentrating oxygen. So maybe we can build it, and then we started our work.
So just talk us through a little bit about what, you know, what how you're using your skill and your team now to this is a prototype, of course, but tell us a little bit more about this.
Yeah, so there is a material called zeolite, which is a very good material. It adsorbs nitrogen. So what we are trying to do is that if we make if air passes through a container which contains zeolite in a packed bed, nitrogen is adsorbed, and so the remaining gas which is there is oxygen. So if we keep running this process continuously, so we can concentrate oxygen. So this is the concept, and then we there were many open source designs also which we could refer to. So we started working on these designs, and we created a prototype which is not yet over exactly. We are still improving the efficiency of the prototype. The whole team got together, and currently the situation is such that means we don't have many other work to do right now. So we focus all our energy in creating this oxygen concentrator, and we have a very good R&D team. So we all started, we have got some robotics experience as well. So we got together and we started building it. We consulted few scientists also from this BARC who have chemical experience, and they guided us in design. And now we are almost ready with our prototype.
how do you plan to tap into your community now of students and creators and their parents and sort of stuff like that? Because I think that's an important aspect, whether it's an oxygenator or whether it's solving other problems that are going to come along. How are you building that community?
The whole idea is that we will create the final prototype of the oxygen concentrator, and we will document each and every process. We'll make a video for how to build it, and then we'll make it open source. The designs that we are using, we are making it sure that we are using household materials which are available in shops, in hardware stores, which anybody from India in any corner of the country can try and get and can build it. Apart from that, we have a very good network of makers and innovators with whom we can connect. So we are looking to tap that resource. Apart from that, we are planning to work with lots of NGOs who are working in different corners of the country. And if we will equip them, we'll assist them if they want to build an oxygen concentrator, or if they want us to build and supply, we will do that. We will also make all the designs available to SMEs, some of the SMEs which we know, and we'll all network with more SMEs. We just want everybody to have this skill of building an oxygen concentrator. And India is a huge country, and it has got lots of districts, rural areas, urban areas. It's very spread out. So we just want that there are labs, engineering colleges spread out in the country, so we can tap into these networks and we can make it easy for everyone to build oxygen concentrator and make it available for everyone.
And we've got a question from Joshua. Thank you, Joshua. It's asking, are zeolites costly, and where are you going to be getting that key ingredient and that from?
So zeolite, it depends on the quality of the zeolite. There are various types of zeolite which are available. In fact, we have been using zeolites in aquarium when we pump oxygen in aquariums, but those are not medical grade zeolites. So medical grade zeolites, they are very much there are various types like lithium X zeolite or AG zeolite. So there are different types of zeolite which is available based on what is the absorption capacity of that material for nitrogen. So we are taking medical grade zeolites, which is used for oxygen concentrators. And these are generally available with industries who supply materials, chemical materials for SMEs. And once we are ready, we will create a network of all the makers, and we'll document all the materials and resources which are required to build it. So we'll make it available, make sure that everybody gets the zeolite.
Excellent. No, that's great. Thank you, Amit. So we've got some other questions and perspectives and that coming in from people. So we'll ask those in a moment. Let me go back and just do some more updates of some other things we're doing, and then we'll come back to the questions. So we will be posting this video onto our channel, where we've already got other resources and that on there. So if you want to find out about crowdfunding, startups, how exploiting intellectual property and things like that, then please do go to our YouTube channel, the aim of our YouTube channel. And also we've got other programs which are coming up, which might be relevant to the audience and that here. And we run a number of programs on that. And if you are interested in the books that I've produced, there's online copies, or we can get copies and that to you. Those are available and that on Eventbrite. So Amit, I'd like to thank you again for coming and sharing today your story of creating FitBlocks, and giving us a bit of an insight into the challenges that you're facing in India. But also, well done to you, the FitBlocks team, and the community that you've built in being able to create and address the engineering challenges. So, I really appreciate, admire you, what you're doing. So thanks very much for all your work. Have you got any finishing words, Amit?
Thanks a lot, Andrew, for having me in this talk. I believe in human potential, and for future, I believe that we all should learn what like new things which are coming, and we should develop our skills. Maybe in future, like, we'll need more the kind of problems that we are facing. So we need such kinds of skills to be able to solve the problems.
So thank you very much, Amit. It's been a pleasure working with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Please subscribe to future podcasts, and please give us a 5-star rating on your platform. Thank you.